Thanks for listening to Hospital Radio. We're currently supporting the NHS End PJ Paralysis campaign, encouraging you to get up, get dressed and get moving. To find out more, we've been talking to some of the key people behind the initiative.
My name is Pete and I'm a member of the NHS Emergency Care Improvement Programme. I'm a nurse by background, so some top tips. Well, obviously, get your friends, relatives, loved ones to bring clothes in, particularly shoes. But really simple tips. These could be things that you could try and change your pillowcase every day. You could try and make your bed every day. In fact, when I was about to start my student nurse training, my mum said to me, get the patients up, get them moving and get them to change their bed. That way they won't stay in hospital for so long. So there's some of the top tips, but also, you know, walking around the bed, walking to the bathroom two or three times a day. One of the key things is to move for about 30 minutes every day.
And is there anything that friends and family can do to support this?
Yeah, I think friends and family in particular is to realise it's a good thing to do to bring patients' clothes into them and give them lots of encouragement. The evidence around increased mobility is so strong that it can only help patients. So yeah, if they could be part of that journey as well, that would be great. And also to take home dirty clothes and bring back in clean ones.
Excellent. With a bit of luck, we can end PJ paralysis.
That's the idea, to end PJ paralysis. Get more patients up, dressed and moving.
Many thanks to Pete Gordon from the NHS. For more details, search online for End PJ Paralysis. And thanks for listening to us here on Hospital Radio.